Welcome to the Viking Psychiatry Podcast, where you get the support you need when you need it. At the helm is Sean Goddard, owner of Viking Psychiatry, veteran, and dual-certified nurse practitioner specializing in mental health.
Join us as we dive into the complexity of depression with the owner of Viking Psychiatry. Uncover the truth behind this often misunderstood condition, exploring its causes, symptoms, and the latest treatments. Welcome back, everyone. This is Garfield Bourne, co-host slash producer, back in the studio with Sean Goddard. Sean, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's great to get connected with you again today.
So, Sean, what is depression?
You know, I could almost just turn that question back at you, right? Because depression can be different for everybody, right? When you think about depression, people tend to think about what they see in the movies or on the TV shows, right? It's that person who's laying on the couch, right? Hasn't gotten up in a week. There's 10 meals worth of garbage laying around you, 20 tissue boxes empty all around you. And some people think that to have depression, that's how you have to look or how you have to feel, right? And I would tell you that depression can present differently for a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
So are there like some key symptoms that indicate that someone is depressed?
Absolutely. You have a favorite hobby?
I like basketball.
Basketball. Watching it, playing it?
Well, it used to be playing it, but now it's more watching.
That's okay. I get that. The recliners were made for something, right?
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I tell people is if there's something that you're passionate about, right, like basketball, right, and you have it gives you a lot of joy and a lot of energy, and then all of a sudden you find that you're not getting excited about basketball anymore, that you miss the games that you used to never miss before, right? You don't get excited when your favorite, what would I give to watch Michael Jordan play again, right? But your favorite player slam an amazing dunk and it just doesn't excite you like it used to. That's one of the things we look at. That's called anhedonia, right? Or a lack of joy in life. The things that used to get you excited, that used to get you happy, they don't give you happiness much anymore. And that's one of the key things that we really look for in depression. You know, you can also have hopelessness, right? Low self-esteem, not feeling good about yourself and where you're at in life. Guilt because of how low you've been feeling or how you feel like you might be a burden to the people around you or the people that you love. We often really see sleep being affected and people go, oh, well, that must mean that they sleep 14 hours because they're depressed, right? And that's not necessarily the case. People can have difficulty going to sleep or going to sleep and then staying asleep, right? So they're waking up multiple times a night. Or sometimes we see the exact opposite, right? We see people who can go to bed, they fall asleep right away, but then they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and they can't go back to sleep. And it just shows you how there can be such a variance for individuals when it comes to depression. Appetite's another great example. Some people, when they're depressed, all they want to do is eat, right? And that Dunkin' Donut box that I picked up for my staff this morning, instead of just eating one, now I'm eating six, right? But on the other hand, you know, we talked about red beans and rice last time we were together, right? And I can chow down on some red beans and rice. But if I'm feeling depressed, all of a sudden that red beans and rice, there's no joy in it and I don't want to eat anymore. And oh my gosh, I can't imagine not wanting to eat red beans and rice, but it happens for folks. And so with that, we can have weight gain or weight loss. It really makes you see how your depression, for example, if you were depressed, might look completely different from mine.
So Sean, what's the fix?
You know, I wish it was just a matter of, you know, flipping a coin or, you know, back in the day, I remember one of the comments that I would often hear from my clients, and I still hear it today, especially in my younger clients, is an adult in their life who they respect telling them, well, just get happier, get up, do something, right? And just feel happier, right? But it's not that easy. Depression can be extremely complicated, right? We know that there's The gut, for example, is involved, right? Our gut health, our sleep, our energy, our motivation. And so there's not always a one size fits all answer, right? And that's why it's so important that when it comes to feeling, if you're struggling with depression and feeling down, right, that you find a provider who's able to look at you as an individual, because as we just talked about, it's not textbook, right? And so sometimes it's medication, sometimes it's exercise, sometimes it's hobbies, sometimes it's advanced treatments like what we offer here at Viking Psychiatry, like Spravato or TMS. But really what it comes down to is finding somebody who is compassionate and invested in helping you get back to your true self.
Is there like a particular symptom that when this happens, I really need to seek help? Is there a line or a stage or a symptom that they should really start looking at help when something happens? What does that look like?
Yeah, I really appreciate you asking that. I think the biggest thing that we have to say is, you know, one of the things that can go along with depression is suicidality, right? The thoughts of not wanting to live anymore, right? And those can be anywhere from what we call passive, right? Meaning, hey, I wouldn't care if as I was walking across the street, this bus hit me, right? Or all of a sudden, you know, I'm having thoughts about ways that I could do that and that maybe I want to do that. So those are true emergencies, right? Those aren't, let's call around and see where we can get in and get maybe get on the wait list and it's going to be 3 months. That's a 911, go to the ER type situation. But outside of that emergency, you know, what I would tell you is, again, it comes up to the individual that if you feel that it's really impacting your quality of life and it's affecting your job, your relationships, your enjoyment, those types of things, you want to act sooner than later, right? It's kind of like if you're getting a sunburn, right? You're out at the beach and having a great time and you're starting to get a sunburn. You don't stay in the sun for another 6 hours before you get out and you apply more sunscreen, because then it's a lot harder to address what happens from all those additional hours in the sun, that much more deep, intense burn. And so with depression, it comes back to that as well. Let's get you out of the sun. Let's get some sunblock on, some aloe vera, right, and get you in the shade and before it gets too bad.
Love it. Sean, you have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll see you in the next episode.
I can't wait to talk to you again.
Thanks for listening to the Viking Psychiatry Podcast, where you get the support you need when you need it. For a complimentary consultation, visit vikingpsychiatry.com or call 260-459-9225. That's 260-459-9225.